on.
Cheers. I'm turning you on.
Thank you, Julie.
Well,
was it good for you?
It was definitely good for me.
Felt good. Well,
here's
cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers with water. Bad luck.
Oh, is it?
Cheers.
Oh, it's bad luck. Forehead.
Well, let's get out. We yes. have the ladies with us from Felk.
I know.
And Felk
from Felk. Felk. They're loving Felk it. We've been Felking everything. We've been
yes.
Felking everything.
Felk it till you can't walk no more.
That's right. Oh, you guys are bull-legged. And they also bought their mixologist, who typically yeah. is
resident
sitting where you're at, right across from me, because I get to stare in those, look at those big brown eyes. Yeah.
Oh my God, David.
What do you think I said?
These brown eyes?
No.
Oh God.
Those are always covered.
Can't take her anywhere.
Felicia.
Or if they weren't covered, then yes, but they're always covered. So
I would probably not to stare at those because I would be embarrassed.
Don't ever be embarrassed.
Oh, I would be, man. It'd be awful. But
he was looking at mine a while ago and saying, yours are quite small, so I don't know.
You? Not me. I never said that.
He did.
Yeah.
In comparison.
I know. Yeah. In comparison to you guys, he said something about mine being a lot smaller.
Mine have shrunk.
They mine have, too.
To be much bigger.
You know,
they were.
This is the kind of stuff that I wanted to stay away from, the Adam Carolla stuff.
She's gone off the rails already, so.
You know, when
that
I was...
Works. Opposite for men. Like, as we get older, ours get bigger.
Yeah, I can match you guys.
Man
almost.
Boobs. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got man boobs. I need a man's ear.
You know, when I was lactating. Man's ear.
Yeah, a man's ear.
A bro.
Yeah, a bro.
A bro.
A bro.
Bro's ear.
Yeah.
Bro's ear. That's the name.
I better not tell
the
story.
Oh.
Aww.
Embarrassing.
Oh.
Well, if you don't tell the story, we're going to have to hit these guys up and tell them how full of shit they are.
Well,
we own
Julie
it.
Said... Because I was trying to think of subjects today,
yes.
right? Just so that I could throw some stuff out.
Why would you do that? We don't think of
I know,
subjects.
I know, but I thought I would. I was the radio guy in me, the radio show guy in me, was trying to come up with something.
Yeah.
First of all, let's say we're at Traeger's once again for
yes.
our show. We record at
Traeger's.
And I want to say real quick, they have trivia on Wednesday nights.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. Now, they're having it tonight, which we took
a
record.
Which is a Thursday. But
because they had a private party yesterday and couldn't
right.
get to it. But then their big thing is their four-year anniversary is coming up in October.
Right.
And they're going to have something going on almost every night.
All month?
Yeah, all nice. Month long. And as we get more information about that, I will pass it on as well. And then merch. You know, we haven't talked
merch.
About the merch, but they've got all kinds of T-shirts. They've got glasses, caps, all kinds of neat stuff over there that you can pick up. Traeger's Bar.
Yes.
In... Arlington, New Mexico. It's across the street from San Juan College in that shopping center.
Isn't it happy hour right now?
It is happy. Are you happy?
I'm pretty happy.
And they have a new place out there, too, called the Dog House, where you get some
Dog
good
House.
Eats, nice seats. All right. Got that all out of the way. So Julie says to me today, I said, you know, because I've been thinking about subjects. Julie goes, I got a subject for you.
Oh.
And I thought, okay, hit me with your best shot. So I don't know what she's going to throw out, but...
All right.
Are you willing to discuss whatever it is she throws out?
I'm willing to discuss anything.
You're both full of shit.
You're ready, Julie?
No. Yeah.
Give
no.
it to him.
Yeah. Is
we
that
were
the
listening
topic?
To one of your we were listening to one of your podcasts.
Okay.
And you guys were talking about how these poor women feel pressure to wear makeup and do certain things to,
were we talking about
to
that?
Look yes, she did. I was
yes.
listening
okay.
to it.
Some women.
You drink too much, Ken.
I don't. I don't remember what we talked about.
We don't have a speaker, do we?
No, there's no speaker.
Okay.
Yeah, so you get to enjoy all the little sound effects.
I'm not even hearing them, so that's why I was wondering why I wasn't hearing the stuff I was adding to this.
So. You should be able to hear it.
I can't hear
Oh, you
that.
Didn't have it turned up. That's why you didn't hear it. Yeah.
So I was still doing it. Okay. I faded your music out. This is a new board.
Yes, it is.
It's driving me crazy.
And it took me about 6 weeks to get used to it. So in
this
your
is only
early,
my second time.
Yeah.
Look at Ooh, them trying to change the subject.
I know.
She's still. I'm not trying. You're still. She did.
Well, you know what?
Yeah. So what's
it sounded like it was a kind of an opinion thing until you got to the part where you said women are putting on their makeup and it's like a clown mask, and that's when I was like, wait a minute. So how do you feel about being told that when you put on makeup it's like putting on a clown
mask? I watched her
mask.
Put on makeup yesterday.
For some women, it is.
But no, you said women. You didn't say some women. You said
baby.
Blanket women. and that we're feeling pressure to do these things, you know. Do you really believe that? That we, it's only magazines and social media and all of that that makes us want to do what we do?
No,
do you
no,
feel pressure to grow your
that.
Hair out?
No. No, I don't feel pressure about anything.
Okay. We don't feel pressure. We do it because it boosts our self-esteem.
Or we just like how
it.
We look.
And we like how we look.
You know.
The contouring and everything. Dave,
see,
watch
I don't
me
do
put
that.
Makeup on.
I don't do that.
The contouring. To blender your, to make your face look more slender.
She's an artist.
So. No,
I've
yeah.
seen her.
Oh, my
all
God.
All these lines
was,
and different things on her face. It, totally.
I would love, I don't think she'd let me do it, but I would love to video that. And post it because
it
is
it
is freaking amazing. And I will tell you this too. This is what I did notice because I was paying attention. She does something with the on the makeup on her nose, and I swear to God, it made it look smaller.
It did.
Yeah.
And you know she was very pretty, and I kept telling her you're pretty without your makeup. No. Well, you are. She is.
Let me tell you something. Even when after having kids in the hospital, I'm putting makeup on. I went to the hospital with makeup on. I never leave the house without my makeup. And it was because of my mother. She's always told me, you've got to be ready for the day.
Yeah.
Don't be lazy. Get out there. And it makes sense. I mean, you see a lot of women, yes, they're busy. And they're like, I don't have time to do myself up. But this is a pleasure for a woman. Like, it makes you feel good. Get dolled up. Shave your legs. Shave your armpits. Put that makeup on. Do it for yourself.
Whatever makeup that you think looks good on you.
Exactly.
I don't. See,
no.
I'm minimal. I'm opposite of you.
You don't need it.
Yeah, all right. I put on concealer. Sometimes I put on eyeshadow. But I put on concealer because I look like a raccoon. You know, I don't like dark eyes. Dark under my eyes. So I just put a little concealer under here. And sometimes eyeshadow, and then I put on mascara, and that's it.
You know that men wear makeup in TV? They wear makeup.
Oh, sure.
Oh, on,
I've
TV.
Been on TV.
No, I know some men that wear makeup in real life.
Oh, yeah, in real life.
Yeah, times are changing, and some men are wearing a certain amount of makeup. But that's a new development. And throughout all this time, it's not a human condition. It's a woman condition. So... if it were something that were natural, humans would, in fact, do it. But men just deal with how they look.
No.
There are some things
that are a wash. Like,
yeah.
We do our hair. So do you. Like, there are some things that are a wash. But past the things that you also do, we don't do
there
them.
There are some indigenous peoples in different countries where the men and the women wear different kinds of makeup,
tribe.
Different adornments.
The men dress up exactly like women, and the women, they grow their bodies big. And the bigger they are, the men try to flock to them more. But these men
try to what them more?
Flock to them. Flock to them.
Okay. Different word.
Oh,
different word.
Pervert.
Okay. So this is like facial hair, you know.
Yeah.
Do you feel pressure to wear a beard or
I don't feel pressure for anything.
Exactly.
Literally
that's
nothing.
That's me saying that men have to grow goatee because they have a double chin or they have no chin and they try to hide
no,
it.
No, but what I'm saying is
that's exactly why I have a goatee. Not the chin part, but
a totally different
the
thing. If it were socially acceptable for women to wear facial hair, they would wear facial hair. But it's not socially acceptable, so y'all don't do it. Even though you have facial hair.
No, there's some women. There's some
just
cultures
the
where the women have women have a mustache and they don't care. Look at what's her name, the artist that Angel loves so much. She's got the unibrow and the mustache.
Oh,
and the,
Frida Kahlo.
Frida. She's a very well known artist, and she loves
yeah. There's
that
exceptions
hair
to everything, but not in mass. It's just not happening.
Dre's afraid to talk.
Oh, I'm just putting it in the middle. I'm just putting it in the middle.
Yeah.
Chime in on this.
I've got you turned up so we can hear you both.
I think it's more of how the person feels because, I mean, some girls don't wear any makeup. Some girls do.
Some girls don't need it.
Do
hey,
wear a lot of makeup.
I can fix that mic too to be all the way around. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Oh, okay. So I just feel like it's the woman's preference because, like Julie said, that she doesn't wear that much, a medium amount, of compared to some women that put a lot of, on it. So,
yeah, you don't wear them. I hardly see you with lipstick.
Yeah, I don't wear lipstick.
I don't wear lipstick. I don't like it.
Special occasions, I do.
I guess growing up with a mother that wears lip liner, no lipstick, back in the day, she was chola.
Yeah.
I was always raised to wear lipstick all the time. She always whoop it out. My husband's mother, she has to have her lipstick. We have to have her lipstick.
Yeah.
I think it's a Hispanic thing. I don't know.
Well, see, when I was raised where you didn't leave the house unless you, not necessarily makeup, but right. you put your best foot forward. You put, yes. you look presentable. Because I can't stand to go to the grocery store and see some woman,
joggers,
or guys or whatever, and they're wearing pajama pants and bed slip and house slippers, and their hair is all ratted up in the back like they just got out of bed.
That's the new style, though. I don't understand
it. Why do you want to look like
that? Is it really?
It's just a matter of going out and looking like you think you look the way you think
you look. Boys are attracted to that now. It's weird. My boys, they're like, oh, that girl's hot. I'm like, she's not even dressed up. She's in sweatpants and a t-shirt, and her hair is all wild, and I don't know. Things are changing.
Way to leave it to the imagination, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
You feel like you're outnumbered?
No. So the thing,
we're being bombarded on our own show.
Right? Here's the thing.
We took over.
Here's the difference is that when you've done it in this conversation and you have done it and you haven't, but both of you have done it in this conversation.
He's pointing at Julie and Felicia.
Yes.
Just so we,
when
the Felkers.
When a statement is made of you don't need that, you look good without it or whatever, you're both
so
like
that's what women do. Women do that.
I'm saying that's not healthy.
You know,
like,
what women
when you
it's not
have
healthy.
To buy
it's not
something
for her to tell me
when
that
you
I
have
look
to
okay
buy something. No. When you have to buy something and apply it to yourself in order for you to feel like you look presentable.
My issue with makeup. I think I look good with some lift to my eyelashes. I'm like the guy. It's not like I think I have to. When we go to the cabin, when we go someplace else, we're going up
I'm
in the Jeep and four wheeling and everything. I don't wear makeup. I don't even take makeup with me.
Yeah.
But I feel that when I'm going to do business, you work out of your home. You know,
I
meet clients and people all day every day.
All you wear is underwear all day.
to be honest, whenever I don't wear makeup, I feel lazier.
Yes.
It's weird. Like, even if I get up, clean up the whole way, except for my makeup, I feel lazy. So whenever I put my makeup on, I feel complete. It's a weird thing for women.
It makes me feel depressed.
Forcing you? Do you think that
no.
society
no.
makes you feel that
Because I didn't wear makeup all through high school until I was a senior.
See, I didn't either.
And then I started getting introduced to it, started getting older, liking to put makeup on, and... Now
it does look like fun. And I used to clown, so I put on makeup.
Right.
And I loved it. I mean, I enjoyed it. But the thing that it did for me was made me a completely
different person. Yeah.
I could be a totally different person because I had the mask.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering with women, it's a confidence thing as well. I mean, you were saying, you get the makeup on, you feel more confident.
I think that we do it to impress other women. Because men don't care.
As much as
men don't care. Men, all they look is the physique, and they're like, ooh, nice. You know,
we're going to have a show about that, as a matter of fact. We were just talking about that before you came in, okay?
Oh, dang.
Yeah, we were just talking about...
Oh, that's right.
You've heard of Butterface, right? You've heard of it.
Right.
Heard of what?
Butterface.
I have not heard of Butterface.
Let's take a break on that note.
Yeah,
you don't want me to tell you real fast before the break?
No, we gotta go now.
Okay, because I'm leaving. I really am leaving.
She looks good, Butterface.
Yeah, everything Butterface.
Yeah.
Don't touch that dial. Or anything else for that matter. David and Ken are going to break for just a couple of minutes.
This is Julie Blair with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Golden Door with your real estate tip of the week. Bedrooms should not sleep. Keep these rooms bright and cheerful. Remove any excess furniture, use attractive and colorful bedspreads or comforters, and have fresh curtains or clean blinds. This has been your real estate tip of the week. Check us out at goldendoorfarmington.com or give us a call at 505-325-4153.
Grand Pacific Lux. It's a luxury candle.
Grand Pacific Lux with an E.
It's luxury, right? And GP Grand Pacific, because I live in the Pacific Northwest, and GP are my initials, Ginger Page. I use Lean Fragrance Oils. So the oils that are made all meet the California Prop 65 non-toxic list, meaning there's no chemicals, no phthalates, no carcinogens, nothing that would be dangerous to you to be burning in your home. Grand Pacific Lux, LUXE.com. And that should take you to my shop page, so that's what my webpage is.
I need some marketing. Who do you recommend?
Ken Collins.
is marketing.com.
Well, okay then. I'll probably just get a hold of KenCollinsMarketing.com.
Now that wasn't too long, was it? On with the show.
Hello. Okay, they're coming back later.
You're on.
Foot fetish.
We're on.
So we were talking about Butterface.
All right. So,
what does it mean?
It means everything Butterface.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So they don't look at the face.
No, because they're interested in what's
the
under
body.
The clothes.
Okay. Well, we had that conversation. We're going to make that a whole show too, because I think that's extremely interesting. Because I used to be that superficial.
Yeah. You were.
I'm not going to lie.
Are you sure you're still not that superficial?
I'm sure.
You're a big boob man.
Well, that doesn't mean that I...
I embarrassed him. Look at him.
No.
He likes boobs, but he doesn't judge women by
yeah.
size.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And
I'm defending
And
him.
I'm extremely careful, too. I mean, you don't mind flaunting them. Obviously.
Look, I'm not showing anything.
No. I mean, you don't mind talking about them and letting them out there. I mean, here they are. You may not be showing anything, but every time you put them out.
Taking the twins for a walk.
Yeah.
I'll knock this cup over.
Yeah. She knocked the microphone over one day on one of our podcast recordings.
She did.
She moved a little faster.
Turn around too fast.
Mine aren't as big as Dre's, though.
And the microphone's been hard ever since.
Did that bump?
I did it. Yeah. I still can't hear it, but I hope that it's doing it.
No, it's not because it's not up.
Oh, shit, that's
right. Oh, shit.
Different board. I hate this board.
Love this board.
But here's the, and we were having a conversation about telling each other, this was, I don't think we were recording this, but telling each other we love each other. And that's having to do with that demisexual thing we're talking about.
Yeah.
I love you. Period. I mean, I don't know whether it's like a brother, but I don't want to have sex with you.
Right.
I would say the same thing to you and you and you.
You don't have to want to have sex with somebody to say you love them.
Well,
have,
that's exactly my point. Like, yeah, because I love all three of you. I mean, I've gotten to know all three of you quite well. I love you because of the drinks. I'm going to tell you.
Thank you.
The alcohol.
Applies it with alcohol.
Yeah. But it's a completely different, and I don't. Not that I wouldn't, but I don't want to have sex with you. I mean, I just...
We don't
want to
have sex with you either.
Well, that's not the point.
The
I realize that.
I know, but I'm just saying. Yeah.
But, and the other thing is, first of all, you're both too young. Julie's married.
Thank you for calling me young.
Now you're both too young.
Thank you.
How old are you, seriously?
You want to know?
Just give a range.
You won't
know.
I'll
tell you how old I am. Yeah. I'm 41. I'll be 42
not old.
This... Yeah.
I keep telling her she's not old, and she keeps, I'm so old, it's like, bite me.
I look 50.
You're in your
old, my God.
Grime.
No, you look 50 without your makeup.
Actually, I'm in my, midlife crisis.
No.
That's what they say, like, this is
50s?
30s and 40s, because...
It's
because
you're a certain age doesn't mean you're in midlife crisis.
No.
It has something to do with
it's out
here.
Because I went through midlife crisis at 30.
I thought 30 was my prime, honestly.
Yeah.
Sexual prime or just altogether prime?
Right now.
Right now, you're in your prime.
Yeah.
I love it.
You're always in your prime.
When you erase stigmas about age that especially women carry around, when you erase that crap, you'll realize...
I was gonna say some women, this is women.
Yeah.
You'll realize that women en masse.
How do you think I was, Ken? I won't get my feelings hurt.
I am horrible at figuring out age. Because I don't consider age. I really don't.
I know.
I don't give one shit about what somebody's age is.
I never thought you were the age that you
maturity,
are.
Maturity? Yeah.
Never.
Oh, well, then I'm 12.
She's 12 when she's...
Yeah.
And Julie doesn't
when
look her age
that.
Either. And I would have said you were 25.
Oh, thank you.
But I know you're a little older.
What did you say I was?
I don't remember originally. Do you remember? Like 32 or 33, something like that.
It's funny you say I don't look my age when you thought I was older than you when we first.
Oh my God.
Go ahead.
I explained that too.
Keep digging.
How many times do I.
Keep
now,
digging.
See, this is a woman. This is a
really
woman thing. You keep bringing shit up and throwing it out. Okay, you pack that crap away. I get it off my chest right then and there. Oh my God.
Mom and Dad are fighting.
I know. Only do it because he gets worked up.
I know
he didn't. I know why he said it, but I only say it, bring it up because he gets so worked
well,
up.
Well, see, now we got to explain to our listeners why I thought you were
leave
older.
It out there. Let him think about it.
Yeah, all right.
You know my husband's younger than me, right?
My husband's younger
than me. I did not know that.
But how much?
3 years.
That doesn't even count.
Yeah, whatever.
My husband's younger than me.
I love her. Did you see that?
Yeah.
You said that didn't count. She goes, yeah.
It doesn't.
Whatever. Speaking of husbands, I've got to go. He's got kidney stones.
Hey, I will tell you that I was, before, I finally grew up.
You did? When?
In my 50s.
Wow.
It took me to my 50s to grow up.
Right?
But my youngest boy's mother is 15 years younger than me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I dated women like that.
Wow.
I did, because I was an idiot.
No, you weren't, Dave. You
didn't
make
an idiot.
No.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, and that was the stage of my life. I was, not in a good place. I thought I was, but so I took the last few years off to fix myself because I was trying to fix all those women that were broken, or I thought were broken, that are unfixable.
Yeah, and you described him presently as a born-again virgin, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he is a born-again virgin.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I chased more women off by saying, hey, listen, we're not having sex to one.
Right, so, is that what's going on? I was wondering.
Yeah. Kim had this conversation already. I'm like, so I'm going to quit saying that.
You've got fingers and a mouth. Come on.
Yeah, and I learned something new that I could do. I guess that doesn't go to women. What was it?
I taught you the rusty trombone.
Oh, God.
You ever heard of that? Have you heard of a rusty trombone?
I've heard of the rusty trombone.
Typically, it's performed on a man, but yeah.
Okay.
I told them what it was.
Oh, God.
No, it's
you
performed
showed
by
me
a woman.
What it was.
It's performed by a woman or a man. Let me show you. We won't explain it. Backside, front side.
We have visual aids going on here. Yep, there we go.
And you.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
There's a visual. And this is their dirty senses. I'm just kidding.
Sorry, dude.
On that note, yourself to this, you know that, right?
No.
You voluntarily came because I heard it.
Because I asked, I said, come along, it'll be fun.
I know, and I wasn't going to come.
You were originally were going to be here, and then
and then my husband got sick.
I feel for him on the kidney stone. I hope they give him morphine. I don't think they do that much anymore.
I got to get a bucket of hot water and some towels and help him give birth, I guess.
That's what it boils down to.
Dumping fluids into him.
But I love you guys.
Did you say
love
dumping fluids into him? Yeah. Lots of water.
Yeah.
Bye.
Lots of water.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Oh, my God. I didn't want to get this riled up.
Do we need to come up? Do we need to hire an artist, a sketch artist, for a rendition of the rusty trombone.
Oh, no. Please no.
Because I was fully visual.
It was please fully. No.
I just think we're cheating our listeners by not
showing them. I wonder what would happen if you Googled it.
This could be an educational podcast.
Maybe you can should Google I call it. This show Rusty Trombone?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Felicia and the Rusty Trombone.
Yeah.
We have to change our intro music.
Yeah. Well, this does have a trombone setting. What is this like? What's that?
I can't hear that.
It's like wah,
it's
wah,
wah, wah,
wah, wah, wah, wah, wah. Yeah, okay.
Give us the rusty trombone again.
That's not a rusty trombone.
Please.
She did.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Julie.
Was it good for you?
Definitely good.
You just smoke a ciggy butt now.
I can't get it out of my head. I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, just visualize it.
You might Google.
Or trying to do it. Google.
No. No. No.
I would hear things like that and totally stupid, when my kids were younger. And I would ask him, I'd be stupid and ask him, say, what is, I heard about a dirty Sanchez. I was like, hey guys, what's a dirty Sanchez? And my son just kind of looks at me and he goes, Ask Stephanie. I'm not going to tell
you.
So
what is a dirty Sanchez?
I'm not going to know.
Do you know?
Roughly.
Roughly. Okay. All right. So email us at mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com and tell Mills what a dirty Sanchez is, please.
Explain a dirty Sanchez to David Mills.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't send pictures. I don't want pictures.
I want to see those emails. I want to see them.
mailencounters.lifekind@gmail.com, please.
Please, someone
email.
Include, what? Like, in figure one below, you'll see.
Yeah, I need step-by-step instructions.
And it has to be in color, to be clear.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Yeah, send photos. No, that's totally fine.
Please don't. Oh, thank God, we've got to go to commercial. My ears, I can tell I'm red because I feel my ears red.
Most of the recording so far.
I wish you hadn't brought Dre, because I'm making a bad image. No. I don't know what you think
just
of me, Dre.
Ears. I forgot to shave them today. That's an odd
Oh, yeah,
thing.
I didn't either. Yeah. All right, yeah, let's go. Let's get us out of here,
Julie. Am I gizmo right now? Almost.
Got to take a pause for the cause. Funny, I've always wanted to say that. Sit tight. David and Ken will return before you know it.
I'm Celeste. I'm the bartender at Traeger's Bar here in Farmington. Our hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 4 to 11 on Wednesday and Thursday, and then 4 to midnight on Friday and Saturday. We usually have live music on the weekends. We're always doing something. We've got somebody here, or, you know, we're just having a good time. So, website is traegersbar.com. Here at Traeger's, it's always pinkies down, thumbs up.
All right, well, I'm talking today with Tammy. Gosh, Tammy, what's happening at Encore Coffee Shop?
So, first of all, we have a new baker. She is amazing. She also has her own business. It's Aztec River Roots. She bakes in our kitchen. Her name is Winter, and her daughter's name is Valley, and they are the most phenomenal bakers. Very unique things like blue corn raspberry muffins, a lemon blueberry swirl pound cupcake, serving paninis at lunchtime also with our sandwiches that we have, and we're going to start serving breakfast sandwiches. 315 North Auburn, Farmington, New Mexico. EncoreCoffeeShop.com.
IntoWest Concepts is the only place in the world for podcast production. Okay, too far. But you can check some of them out for yourself. There's Female Encounters of the Life Kind, its counterpart, Male Encounters of the Life Kind, Reclaiming Culture with AJ Begay, and of course, the flagship that started it all, the infamous Wake Up Call. Check out our webpage, interwestconcepts.com!
There, see the back. Bladders emptied, personalities refreshed.
Oh, I like that. I want a t-shirt like that.
Yeah.
But I don't want to look like I'm abusive. That kind of sounds, that's a little abusive. Bitches be tripping.
Yeah.
But I might have pushed one.
Yeah.
That's a t-shirt.
I wear it.
That's you. Okay, well, that means you own it.
I own it. Just roll with it, man.
All right, so we really got, I think, off subject topic.
Yeah, what the hell? Oh, makeup.
Makeup. Women in makeup.
Yeah.
Women in clown mask. I think some people think it's a form of art as well. So they do
agree.
It. They do that and just to do different things on their face.
Yeah, as a form of expression, anything that you want to do, I'm all for. What I hear over and over and over and over and over and over again all my entire life from women is, oh, God, I'm not going out with that. Like, they just feel like they're hideous until they do something about it.
I will go out without makeup.
You can't say no. I have never, ever heard a woman accept a compliment without makeup.
I have went out, but I said, like, it makes me feel lazy. Like, I'm not completely, like, prepared for the day.
See, when the weekend, when we go anywhere, you know, I don't wear makeup. I may put up a little concealer if my eyes are real dark underneath because I haven't slept too long, because I have insomnia. But I go without makeup a lot.
Do you know what Jerry does? She does the same thing, but she puts her foundation on when we're out, like on the razor, just riding around, because it has...
Probably got sunscreen in it.
Yeah, it's got sunscreen in it.
It protects her skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't even wear foundation. And I know, you can see my age, you know, I'm getting little age spots now and everything. Because I'm old. No.
Not as old as I originally thought.
Not as old as you thought I was. I look damn good for as old as you thought I was. But anyway, but it doesn't bother me. It really doesn't. I just like to just punch things up a little bit for the workday, for business.
Okay.
Yeah. What worries me, what concerns me, is somebody like, people like the Kardashians, you know, that have this unrealistic image that they put out of how, you know, how girls, yeah, and young girls are trying to emulate that. And that's what worries me, the things that are, yeah, dangerous. Because you've got young girls wanting to pump up their lips,
yeah,
and have liposuction or butt implants or, yeah, something, because they want that Kardashian figure. Now, that upsets me.
Yeah. You know, that thing I've never understood is, regardless of that issue, what I've never understood is that the animal kingdom mostly shows us that men are the ones with the bling and the,
mm-hmm,
right?
Look at birds, and the male, prettier birds are the, yeah, males. Yeah.
Male animals are, yeah, typically, right, the ones that have to go up,
leave,
and above and beyond. Yeah.
Put together.
Yeah.
Look at the lion with the big mane, yeah, male with the mane and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But we're not that way.
He has better hair than the woman.
Human males are like, whatever.
Not all of them. Not all of them. Yeah.
Not all, but not all. But in mass, still are like, yeah, whatever, I am what I am. Women are the ones that are like going overboard to make sure that they...
You're just lumping us all together again.
There are always exceptions, but you cannot argue the fact
but
that
you can't make a blanket
most
statement.
Women...
No, you didn't say most
absolutely
women.
Most women.
Women go overboard, okay, is what you said. I'm going to call you on it every time, Ken.
I can be extremely technical, Julie, and it will explode your brain.
Go for it. Don't threaten me with a good time.
Let me say this. When I was in my 30s and thought I was a stud monkey, okay?
stud monkey.
I did. Yeah. But I dressed to the T.
Yeah.
Hair was never, I mean, look at my hair now.
Yeah, yeah.
Never out of place.
Right.
The eyebrows were always trimmed. The beard, the mustache was, right, was spot on. And right, if I had to take a pair of tweezers and pick it around, I did. Didn't have any nose hair showing, no ear hair,
yeah,
none of that.
Yeah, yeah.
I can grow more hair in the back of my ears now than I can on the top of my head.
Right.
But I was going through a certain time when I was thinner, a lot thinner. I was a stud monkey in radio. And that's back in the days when a radio DJ was like a star. I mean, you were,
right,
like, you know,
yeah,
you thought Elvis walked in the building when,
yeah,
I did.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
there was a rock star vibe, too.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Not necessarily look, when I walked in, they may not recognize who I am, but the second I spoke, because my voice was so recognizable,
right,
heads would be turning like, oh my God, it's the general.
Right.
I felt like Elvis, man.
I signed
autographs. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. It was a bizarre time for me, especially. And I'm not sure that it didn't shape the way I ended up because, you know, extremely overweight, you know, just, I don't know. It just was weird for me because I always had a little bit of an inferiority complex. So, and this is a way to, radio has always been a way. I've always had a face for radio.
Yeah.
My mom told me. So it's always been a way to get that creativeness out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And I know you were the same way. You dressed to the nines, and you
had—I
didn't—I was bad as you. You had shoes for every
outfit.
I did not.
So then that comes with age. Then you just don't—you're not preening as you get older. It's just kind of like, oh, screw it, I'm done with this. Is that how it is?
Yeah, but I admit that there was an extremely high level of superficiality, and superficiality is not healthy.
No, it's not.
That's what all that was about—is making me look as, like, the best I could possibly look for certain reasons, when none of that crap matters. It just does not matter.
It doesn't matter to you at this stage in your life, but
it's not
that way for everyone.
It doesn't matter.
I will always maintain, though, I think from the beginning of time, I think men have put undue pressure on women, and that's why they feel the need. And I don't
you
want
know
to
what,
use the
some
word
do.
Painted because that's not the right term.
But
you understand what I'm saying, right?
Oh, yeah, it does come from the right, Greg? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some do. I've heard husbands, like, really get on to their wives of, no, you need to put your makeup on.
I know a guy
that
signed his wife up for fitness classes, signed her up with a trainer, and just informed her, this is when you need to start going. He didn't ask her nothing. He said, you've let yourself go.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah.
You're going to go to this trainer 3 days a week without even, and she was livid.
Yeah, that's a little bit disturbing.
Now, I know her well enough. So this question really doesn't pertain to you would say to you, does your husband prefer that you put makeup on before
no,
you go
out? No, he says I'm beautiful without makeup.
Okay.
Well, but see, I think it's just a preference on the woman that's, you know, if they feel comfortable putting on makeup or without makeup, that's their preference.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, should boil down to, yeah, I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Felicia does not feel comfortable without her makeup.
She's
not.
Yeah.
And Jerry's, you know, she's very pretty. She's very pretty without it. I think I'm very lucky to be one of the few men probably that's ever seen her without
makeup.
You are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And,
but then, yeah, so I came over.
I've only seen her a couple of times without makeup.
I was sitting at my desk, and, you know, she's back at her desk and got this thing up where you can't see her, right? And I'm like, hey, can I sit down here? She goes, sure. I said, I have to watch this.
Yeah.
And so she showed me the whole it was fascinating what she did. Yeah. And it literally transformed her. You would not believe the difference.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought she was pretty without the makeup.
Right.
But I think she's gorgeous with the makeup. So, and I know you're just the opposite with Gary.
I am.
And it's crazy. So, like, nowadays, you can actually, like, put your makeup on to, like, if you feel like you're insecure for, like, wrinkles or you feel like you need something, there's different techniques that you can do to minimize your nose, minimize your cheeks, and feel like that there's a lift without having to get injections or any kind of surgery. So, which gives that confidence for women that are, you know, wanting to feel like they're beautiful but are changing, getting older.
So I did Botox once on my forehead just for a kick. Just for a kick. My daughter wanted to do it, and it was her birthday. No, she graduated. She got her college degree, her paralegal. And she said, I want to try it. She said, will you do it with me? And I said, sure. And the woman that was doing it, she looked at me and she said, well, I'm sorry, I can do Botox on your forehead, but the rest of your face is a little too far gone. So we would have to, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes.
So we'll have to use fillers. We'll have to use fillers on that. So I went ahead and did it for my forehead just to see what would happen.
Right.
But I'll never do it again. So it was just, it was kind of a weird experience, you know.
I've seen some women, what is that? It's like a derma something.
Dermabrasion?
There's a filler. Like to get rid of your smile lines and stuff like that. I've seen women that do that. And
Juvederm.
Juvederm. That's the one. Yeah. And then they move around and you're like, what the hell? Is there a worm loose in your face? Like, it's really disturbing.
Yeah. And you see these actresses, you know, and you see they have the wrinkled neck and everything, but everything here is just perfect, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I love the ones that have, I feel really bad for Courtney Cox,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You know she's had a facelift. Yeah.
Priscilla Presley.
Oh, yeah, same thing. Yeah. You know, the mouth now is double sized.
Just disturbing to me. Yes. Yeah. Because everyone knows, so you're not fooling anyone.
Right.
And then to me, I just feel really bad for them.
Well, and
I heard that
once you start doing so many, you get more addicted to it.
Yeah.
And so then it's kind of hard to stop.
That's why I have tattoos.
Yes, tattoos too.
Seeing
you have tattoos?
Tattoos,
yeah, I have quite a few.
Oh, I've seen them on your feet.
Yeah,
just
I
now.
Have, I, have, I have five.
Five.
Five good size ones.
Wow. I have two. Well, I have one. I can't show you. I have a tattoo of mom on my butt. And if I stand on my head, it says,
is it a
wow.
photo of her? Picture?
No.
It just says mom?
No, I put an M on one cheek and an M on the other cheek. It's so she's getting pushy.
She is. She's bossy, man.
Well, I told her about
professional.
Yeah, at that time. Dre, I'm glad you came on.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
Okay.
Julie, thank you for running. You know what? We'll start with you. Do you have any? You can have a last word. We'll try to do a last word as well.
Go ahead. Let me think about it.
Okay. Julie, do you have any last words?
Don't judge your book by its cover.
Oh. That kind of gave me chills.
Books aren't everything.
Got a little bit of a chubby. That was good.
Just a little, huh?
It's a little.
It's going for more, but okay.
Don't tell her. You ready?
Yep.
I'd like to save Ken and I for last.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love the person you are.
Oh.
That's a good one, too.
That's perfect.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That's great.
Ken, I don't know. Can you top that?
The book cover's not needed.
Oh. Yeah, to get to the content, you're right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I got a full chubby.
Damn, you outdid me, Ken.
We teamed up.
I know.
We teamed up to give David a chubby.
All right. Happiness is what you make it. I'm out of here.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.